Advocates for legalizing adult-use recreational marijuana in New York want state lawmakers to strike a deal on the issue this year. But questions remain about what that deal will look like. Dan Clark has more.
Not only is the state strapped for cash, but most states bordering New York have now either legalized the drug or are headed in that direction. Both Vermont and Massachusetts already have legal weed, and New Jersey is set to create its own program in the coming months. That's left New York behind on the issue.
And right now, all we're doing is pushing New Yorkers across state borders where they spend their money in other states to buy the products that we could be producing and selling right here in New York.
State Senator Liz Krueger is one of several Democrats who've led the charge for legalizing marijuana in New York in recent years. A top issue is what the state should do with the tax revenue from the marijuana industry, which is expected to be about $300 million each year. Some Democrats want part of those funds to be reinvested in communities of color where the state's drug laws have been enforced at higher rates. But others want to be more flexible with the money. Governor Andrew Cuomo wants it to be available for however the state needs it at the time, rather than being earmarked for a specific purpose. And he says the financial incentive for that strategy is greater this year. New York is facing a budget deficit north of $10 billion because of the coronavirus.
I think this year it is ripe because the state is going to be desperate for funding, even with Biden, even with a stimulus.
But that's easier said than done. For one, lawmakers don't want to create a system that still drives people to buy the drug illegally. And for that, New York actually finds itself at an advantage on marijuana. More than a dozen states have already legalized the drug for adult use. And that's given New York plenty of time to see what's worked and what hasn't. I'm Dan Clark in Albany for WSHU News.